the Adoption Door. This is a place of non-judgment where you can share and listen to stories about people's experiences with adoption. I'm your host, Andres, and if you'd like to share your story, just drop me an email at theadoptiondoor@gmail.com. You can either write it and I'll read it on the podcast, or you can record it yourself. Either method is fine, and we welcome all stories. And now let's get into this episode. In today's episode, number 7, we're going to briefly take a look at the role of adoption agencies, how they work, and how they differ from foster care. Now, initially, the role of an adoption agency may seem quite obvious, and for the most part, it is. However, there's a lot that goes on that needs to take place in order for the adoption process to be successful. First, we must look at the adoption agencies do. Put it simply, they find and connect prospective parents with children in need of a home. Okay, that's the 35,000-foot view. But if we look closer, there is a lot that they must do in order for the agency to legally and ethically give a child to their new parent or parents. Since there are thousands of adoption agencies, both local and national, in the U.S. alone, this industry must be regulated, and is, by the U.S. government. Their job is the oversight of children's welfare, and ensuring that agencies adhere to all laws both locally and federally. Let me back up for a minute and tell you the difference between a local and national adoption agency. It's pretty much what you think it is. A local adoption agency is defined as one that operates within the confines of a particular state or region, while a national adoption agency is just that, and they have offices nationally. Okay, now that we have that out of the way, let's continue. Part of an adoption agency's responsibilities is to ensure that prospective parent or parents are knowledgeable about what to expect through the process. They also provide home study evaluations, and these will vary from state to state, which basically entails individuals from the agency coming to your home to evaluate your living situation. They will also conduct an inspection of your financials and a background check, all in an effort to ensure that the child is being placed in a loving and well-established home. Adoption agencies also provide a helping hand in filing the necessary paperwork with courts. So, speaking of courts, some people hire an attorney. Well, why, you ask? Well, an adoption attorney's job is to assist parent or parents with local and state laws and can assist you with proceedings should you need to appear in front of a judge. One thing I found to be interesting is that the adoption attorney doesn't necessarily have a specific license or certification that enables them to be an adoption attorney. He or she is basically an attorney that happens to handle adoptions. So if that's an area of his or her profession, they will probably be able to help you out. Just a little nugget of information you might find useful. Okay, moving back to adoption agencies, it's important to note that adoption agencies aren't only there to assist prospective adopted parents. They're also there to help with expectant mothers who wish to put up their child for adoption. I can only assume that this is a daunting and emotional prospect for her. The agency will help the mother from beginning to end with the paperwork, ensuring she has assistance from the state, if need be, or will ensure that the mother gets the funds that the adoptive parents have provided, if any. They're also there to help find an appropriate home in unison with the mother and provide counseling to the mother, both before, during, and after the adoption takes place. Some, not all, agencies will provide legal counsel for the mother. It just depends on the agency. It's important to note that not all adoption agencies are the same. And while they may operate within the law, some may be a little unscrupulous, shall we say. And you may find them to operate more like a business rather than an entity that truly cares about how all parties are treated. There are some things to look out for regarding these types of agencies, and according to creatingafamily.org, here are just a few. Number 1. They don't require parental pre-adoption education. Number 2, they require the bulk of your payment before services are provided. 3, they aren't readily available by phone or don't return phone calls promptly. 4, they offer to quote-unquote hold a child for you while you get your paperwork ready. 5, they are hesitant to give you their financial statements. 6, they discourage you from getting an independent medical review of the referral or match. 7, they downplay potential problems with the child. They say things like, love will take care of everything. 8, they create a sense of urgency with statements like, if you don't decide by today or tomorrow, you'll lose out. And of course, it's reasonable to ask you to decide within a week or so. 9, they promise waiting times or costs that sound too good to be true. And when things sound too good to be true, they usually are. And finally, 10, They don't provide the birth mother counseling or post-adoptive services such as family counseling. These are just a few items to look out for. I thought I'd throw that in there just so you're aware. Adoption can seem daunting enough without having to deal with an agency that seems like they care more about money than the parents or child. It's important to know that a majority of the adoption agencies act responsibly. So what's the difference between international adoption and a domestic adoption, those within the U.S.? Glad you asked. The primary difference is that adoption in the U.S. tend to be of children who are infants and a little older, whereas international adoptions tend to be of children that are toddlers and older. However, of course, there are exceptions. International adoptions tend to be more stringent and difficult. For example, some countries have a marriage requirement and older age limits, meaning you must have more life experience before you may be eligible to adopt. A funny little anecdote from my story that I'll share with you. Back in 1974, things weren't as difficult to adopt in El Salvador. My parents went there, paid off a judge and a few officials, as they put it, and boom, I was on a flight to Los Angeles to begin my new life. Like I said, that was then, this is now. So I promised you that I'd talk about foster care and how it differs from adoption. Well, let's get into it. To begin with, foster care parents must be licensed and go through training in CPR and have a psychological analysis done to ensure that they are fit and able to provide a child a good and temporary home, and even potentially a permanent home. The role of a foster parent is to provide care and love until the child is able to be placed in another home. That home could even be with his or her own biological parents if they are found to be fit, or another family entirely. In some cases, the foster parents can elect to have the foster child remain in their home permanently. In other words, they officially adopt that child. However, every circumstance is different. So as you now know, there are differences between an adoption agency and a foster home setting. I only briefly went over this topic, but there is a wealth of knowledge out there. But at the end of the day, it's really all always about the children. You know, I say that time and time again, but it's true. And whether you're thinking about adopting or putting your child up for adoption, adoption agencies can play an important role in getting your child to the right home. Okay, that's it for episode number 7. Things are a little hectic because of the holidays, and I'm using new recording software, and let's just say there's a learning curve associated with that. So I appreciate your patience. If you have a story or an idea you'd like to share, you can reach me at theadoptiondoor@gmail.com, and you can find me at most social media under the same name, The Adoption Door. Once again, I'm your host, Andres, and I thank you for listening.